Monday night of our halacha, Chof Gimel Adar Beis. Last night we talked about the special takana of Mos Chitin, or Kimcha de Pischa, and we talked about different aspects of it last night. The truth is, though, that in general, in even as a general obligation on Yom Tov, on every Yom Tov, the Rambam says that on Yom Tov you should have guests by your table, you should have aniyim by your table. Otherwise, the enjoyment you have of the foods and the fancy foods and whatever in the simcha, if you don't include in it aniyim and morei nefesh, so it's not simchas mitzvah, it's simchas kreso. That's a different angle, but it's just as important an angle. So you should have them by your table, he says. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Yom Tov at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes says that nowadays it's not as motzui that you should have an oni without a suda, but sometimes you don't exactly know who the aniyim is, so you have to find them out and invite them, etc., etc. That's in the Mishnah Brura. He talks about searching out the aniyim. Nowadays, 100 years later, we have a whole different setup, really. It's not as motzui. I mean, you have aniyim, certainly, but you have kupus of tzedakah, and we don't really come into contact. Who searches out the aniyim is the kupa and the others. So, and then we give to the kupa. But really, the Rambam saying that you should open your door and your table, maybe we don't do it to aniyim so much, but really there are people on Yom Tov who, not just Yom Tov, all year round, there are people who, especially in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Olim, so there are people who feel lonely, there are people who are alone. And I think the Rambam's din, if it doesn't apply to aniyim per se, but the Rambam talks about morei nefesh. The Rambam talks about people who don't feel the full simcha of a Yom Tov. Maybe they feel lonely, maybe they feel neglected, maybe they feel abandoned, maybe they don't know how to make a seder. Maybe they're not quite sure, you know, what you do. So, besides the chiyuv of Mos Chitim specifically, again, you have the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura and the Hilchos Yom Tov saying that you have to open your table, open your house to people who might need it. I'm extrapolating, maybe not so much aniyim. We're not going to invite an oni to the table. Maybe, yeah, it's not out of the question. But the Rambam says morei nefesh also. And certainly on Yom Tov, to fulfill the Rambam's exhortation that it should be a simcha shel mitzvah, not a simchas kreso, it would be a good idea to invite people who have nobody. And Yom Tov, it's not geschmack to be alone, right? The same people, you look around, the same faces, the same people as every week. So there would be, this Rambam would be fulfilled by inviting them to the table, even if they're not aniyim, but if they would feel more of a simchas Yom Tov, and you can be mekayim the Rambam that way. That's besides Kimcha de Pischa, this is a way of fulfilling simchas Yom Tov, the Rambam says. Okay.